Hello.
Mr. Kendall.
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. President.
Hi, Don. Well, I was certainly sorry to hear about your father. It was such a shock, you know. At that age, just to have something happen fast is probably the best thing.
Well, I guess it...
Was he driving the car himself?
Yes, he was. And,
yeah.
And of course, he was in great shape, physically and mentally. Just,
well, I remember when he was here, yeah.
He had just taken, he had his 83rd birthday in September and just taken up golf.
Oh, boy. Yeah, he was strong as an ox.
Well, he was playing 9 holes 3 times a week and was very proud of it, was challenging me to golf game.
Yeah.
Those things can reverse. And,
sure.
And I think it's about the only way I can look at it.
Sure.
He at least went out with his boots on and in good shape.
Look, at 83 years of age, he's had a good life, Don, and he's proud of what you've done and everything. And,
well, you made the highlight of his life when he came down to Washington. That's the thing that he talks about more than anything.
And I'm so glad you got him here, you know. Yeah.
That trip was really, as a matter of fact, when we were going back from the White House that day in the plane, he said, Son, they can take me now, and it's all right.
Well, that's great. That's great. Well, anyway, it's just one of those accidents. We read about thousands of them every day, but it doesn't quite get home until it happens to yourself.
No,
that's been terrible. Well, anyway, I wish you well. And
thank you. I'm looking forward to seeing you this afternoon. I'm going to be over at
your Billy Graham thing.
Billy Graham.
Right. Yeah, there'll be a few thousand. I hope to see you. Okay.
Then Conley's coming back with us to the business council.
Good. I know he told me he was. Yeah. He's coming down with me.
Yes, that's...
I'm bringing him in the plane.
That's what he said, and then we're taking him from there.
Okay, Don.
All right, thank you so much for coming.